When is a blue jean not a blue jean? That story coming up on This Land of Ours. On this date back in 1873, an American icon was born when Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis were given a patent for their copper rivet fasteners for denim trousers. The blue jean has since secured its place in American culture and in world fashion as a go-to garment. And although changing fashion styles and attitudes have altered the look of the blue jean over time, until recently, the blue jean had remained true blue to its cotton origins. From dungarees to designer denim, blue jeans have historically been all or mostly cotton. But when the price of cotton fiber reached a record high 3 years ago, some brands and manufacturers sought to cut costs by diluting the cotton with higher percentages of man-made fibers. Cotton prices have since returned to more competitive levels, but the denim category remains rife with man-made fiber additives, something that's not pleasing to the consumer. This, according to Kim Kitchings, Vice President of Corporate Strategy and Program Metrics at Cotton Incorporated, who says surveys have shown that 2/3 of consumers are bothered by the reduction of cotton in their jeans, and 60% of those consumers would pay a little extra to get cotton back into their jeans. That's because the recent influx of man-made fibers into blue jeans is not a good fit for many consumers and could affect the care, wear, and expected 5-year longevity of their beloved blue jeans. Vicki Martin, Director of Quality Research and Product Evaluation at Cotton Incorporated, stresses the importance of consumer awareness, as she notes that folks should always check the labels for fiber content information and care instructions. As she adds, knowing what you're getting into and how to care for it will help extend the life of your jeans or any garment. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.